Are these extraordinary men? Extraordinary athletes, yes. But like you and I, life hands them the same lessons in pain, loss, and triumph. The game provides a window into the human spirit, and it's that spirit that connects us all. Every day is a new opportunity for success, just waiting to be written.
Welcome to another edition of Eagles Unscripted. I'm Scott Graham, and joining us this evening is Eagles rookie defensive lineman Vinnie Curry. Good to see you. Glad to have you aboard with us.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here. What an honor.
Tell you what, we'll talk a lot about your background and your love for this organization as a fan, but back at home, Neptune, New Jersey. For those who are not as familiar with it, Jersey Shore, but North Jersey Shore, just off North Jersey Shore.
Right.
First of all, I guess in a week like this one, there's got to be a lot of concern. Is everybody back home okay with everything that just went on?
Right, yeah, everybody's okay right now. They don't have any power. But I've been on the phone with them all, you know, on and off the day so far. And everybody's okay. A lot of damage. A lot of damage, though.
A lot of damage. Being in the situation that you're in right now and adjusting to what life is like in the NFL, how different is it from what you'd been used to?
Yeah, it was very different, you know. And, well, coming from, you know, college into here, you know, in college, you know, being the leader of the defense and everything goes through you, you know, and then coming to the NFL, whereas, you know, you've been inactive for, so far during half the season and, you know, coming in with other guys who also was leaders at their schools and, you know, just kind of fit in and mold your personality with theirs and, you know, just try to keep the ball rolling and, you know, seeing what you can get out of it. So that's so far has been the thing that I had to get over. It's been inactive for this couple games, but so far so good.
Is it hard to, you know, like you said, any guy who's here was the star. I mean, he was the star of his college team. He was a star throughout his years growing up. Now you're in a learning process. Is it hard to keep your mouth closed, your ears and eyes open, which is what they want somebody who's a young player to do so you can learn?
Right.
Is it hard to do that?
No, not at all. You know, we got a great group of guys that you can learn from. Trent Cole, Cullen Jenkins, you know, those guys right there, you know, that means so much learning from them that I don't really have to say much. Just sit back, learn, take notes. So when it's my turn up, you know, I know what to expect or what to be looking out for.
The thing that everybody put their finger on with you more than anything else was your work ethic. And
right.
The fact that you were willing to outwork anybody in any situation, where's that come from?
You know, it just comes from heart. You know, growing up, nobody ever would think that how far I was going to make it or what I was doing. You know, whether it was coming from withdrawing from high school to go to a prep school, you know, going from a prep school to Marshall and Prop 48 in there, going off my first road to Marshall, you know, it was kind of a bumpy road. You know, I had to find money, get loans and things to pay my first year of school. I stuck with it. And then I just told myself, you know, I'm going to start and nobody going to outwork me. And I'm going to be with the tradition that Marshall has, the Brian Lefkowitz, the Randy Mosses, and the guys that the whole city of Huntington looked up to. I was going to be that, you know, and I was going to mold myself into that and be the best role model, best team captain, the best teammate I can be as far as the best student I can be, you know, and graduated with a 4.0. It was just so much, you know, and I just pride myself on that.
It's an amazing story, and I know, you know, a lot of kids, and when I'm saying kids, I'm saying 17, 18 years old, 19, 20, into college, they have a hard time making that motor keep going.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's, so on a day where you feel like, you know, maybe I just don't, I don't feel like pushing myself today. I feel like sitting back today and just and kind of chilling a little bit. That's not something that you did.
Right. I have days like that, though. You know, I would be lying to you if I tell you I didn't. I really did have days like that. But, you know, I wanted that moment on draft day so bad that that's all I did was heat my blindfolders on it. Then get distracted or anything. I was just so dedicated to my craft. And so far, so good. Things has been happening, you know. And here is, you know, this is my rookie year, and I'm just still learning. But, you know, I'm confident within myself that it's going to repeat itself again.
Let's go to draft day. And it's been pretty well documented that you grew up as a major fan of the Eagles.
Right.
In an area where it's not easy to be a fan of the Eagles. That's Giants country. That's Jets country.
Right.
And now here you are on draft day, and the phone rings, and it's a 215 number. I can't even begin to imagine what's going through your head at this point. Take me through that a little bit emotionally.
Before the Eagles call, you know, we was getting prior calls, you know, so I really didn't know what to expect. You know, some people had me going in the first round, some people had me at the top of the second. I really didn't know what to expect, you know. So the second day when I seen the Eagles get Fletcher, you know, I thought that was a great pick from a fan standpoint. But as a player standpoint, you know, you're just hoping you fall into the best situation as possible as well. So the second day comes around, and I see the Eagles get Michael Kendrick. So I was just like, okay, well, I know the Eagles not going to get me, you know, just hoping for the best situation again. But then all of a sudden, I see the Eagles get back up. I just sat down on the bed, you know. I was like, uh-oh, hold up. And then I got that phone call. I really couldn't believe it, you know, and I was so excited. And prior to that, you know, it was some networks wanting to come to my home. Yeah, I'm pretty sure people heard about that. You know, I got Eagle stuff in the room, and, you know, it was just so last minute. I didn't want to take any of that stuff down. You know, it was, you know, jitterbugs going around, everything. You just wanted to be amongst your family and friends. So when I got the phone call, I was just really excited, man. And things can't explain or come to my mind on how that felt.
Unbelievable story. Now you're picked by the Eagles. Now you come down here for the first time. And Brian Dawkins is there. And for a minute, you're Vinny the fan again instead of Vinny the new Eagle, right?
Right.
When you're in the middle of all that, you got an opportunity to talk to him, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
And what did he say?
You know, he just told me, don't let nothing change you. He said he heard of me before. You know, he heard that I play on emotion like he does. And he said, don't let nobody change that. And that he's looking forward to watching me on the field. And, you know, and that meant a lot. You grew up watching somebody, and they say they're looking forward to you playing on the field. It's just like, wow. So now you got to kick it up either another notch of playing, you know. And, you know, that's one thing I try to do all the time. And then seeing Michael Vick, you know, this is for the first time in person. It's like, oh, that's Michael Vick.
I know.
He said, man, you ain't a fan no more. You my teammate. You're like, he take my number down and everything like that. And, you know, that sticks out. And then that just showed the kind of character of guys that we have on this team.
Had to take a little while before it felt real, though. I mean, this had to just feel like even Michael saying something like, you leave here that first day. Is this really happening to me? I mean, it's got to be a little bit of that mixed in.
I used to have a Mike Patterson poster, and our lockers is right next to each other, you know, and I was just telling him that I took it down finally, you know, because it felt weird, you know. Mike is my locker mate, you know, we right next to each other, and Mike in my house, so we joke about that all the time. But we just got great guys on the team.
As we continue, more of our conversation with Eagles rookie defensive lineman Vinny Curry. You're on Eagles Unscripted. Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, all things sporting good, and by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Pete, he loads up. He is floating it deep down the far side of the field. And it is for a touchdown by Rob Carpenter.
1995 was a great year for the Eagles because we started off 1-3, Ray's first year. Started out the gates really slow. We opened up with Tampa. We think we're going to be world beaters. We had a great camp. We had a great chemistry. We had a great coaching staff. Everybody was together, and we come out, we lose. And there we go, 16, 17 weeks later. You know, I'm playing in my first playoff game ever. I think this was my eighth or ninth year in the league. The Eagles, I don't think, were there for 4 or 5 years prior to that. So it was an exciting time for us all, and especially for Ray Bob being his first year as coach and getting us to the playoffs.
Nothing more to say. We're going to do our talking on the field today. I got nothing else to say.
Lomas Brown predicted that the Lions would beat the Eagles in the playoff game, and I think more for the media, Lomas meant something. But for us, we wanted to go out and prove to our fans that we could do this and that we can beat the Detroit Lions in our first playoff game in 4 or 5 years.
Get some respect, man. Time to get some respect. Some respect. Respect.
going into the playoff game, they had some weapons, and they were in a powerful, powerful offense. And at that time, Scott Mitchell, the quarterback, he had a pretty hot hand. I mean, he had the number one offense in the league. So they did have some weapons. But on the other side of it, which I don't think we ever got enough credit in 95 for the way we played defense. I believe at the time we were fourth or fifth in the league in total defense. So we had some very good players on our side of the ball. You know, William Fuller, Andy Harmon, Bobby Taylor, a great group of guys to be around. It was 7-0, and then yours truly gave up a TD. Mitchell threw a corner out right over my shoulder, 7-7. But after that point, Barry Wilburn picked one off, took it to the house, and then the wheels just started turning. I believe we ended up the game with 6 picks, 2 brought back for touchdowns.
Lions at the 20, and back goes Mikowski. He pumps, he looks, he fires. It's deflected, it's intercepted. William Thomas at the 20, at the 15, at the 10, cuts back at the 5. William Thomas with a touchdown.
Barry Sanders is one of the greatest running backs, as we all know, of all time. I just have so much respect for that guy. Always had. He's just one of the greatest players that ever played the game. To stop a guy like that, that says a whole bunch about the 11 guys you got out there playing defense. That game ranks very high as far as a memory for me as a Philadelphia Eagle. It was my first playoff game ever. I think I was in my 8th or 9th year at that time. And then to win it was especially important for us. When you got those moments, especially in the NFL, you take them and you run with them and you're happy with it and don't look back.
Clearly, you've got to be careful of what you say and understanding that when you decide you're going to make a guarantee or a promise, that you've got to figure out a way to keep it. When you're on the football field,
right,
there's a lot of guys doing a lot of talking.
A lot of talking, yeah.
Does that inspire you to have somebody or for you to say something that is, okay, now I'm going to back that up? Or would you prefer to say, you know what, I'm going to let my play talk for itself, and I don't need to throw that kind of thing out there?
Yeah, I kind of let my play talk for itself. But then when you're in the heat of battle, that's when things just start to flow out. You know, especially when, like I was saying before, when you're in that zone and you know that you're not hearing anything else, some things just flow out. So, I don't talk before games. I just let my play for itself.
And Vinny Curry really got there and spilled him. What a great kid he is, out of Neptune, New Jersey and Marshall University.
You put a uniform on for your first preseason game, and you get an opportunity to get out there for the first time.
Right.
Take me through that. What was that like?
All I got told in my head, I was going to put on a show. You've been waiting your whole life for this moment, and it's time to go out there and perform. Everybody's watching back at home. And that's important for me, too, you know, back where I live. You know, I'm like hope, you know, only thing we have. We really had nobody go and become and chase their dream. Like they said it, you know, when you're younger at that age. So, you know, we're getting ready for Pittsburgh preseason game. And I just told everybody I was going to put on a show. And I just kept saying that to myself repeatedly. And, you know, I went out there and had a pretty good game.
Still to come, 5 questions for Eagles defensive lineman Vinny Curry on Eagles Unscripted. Good answer. That's a very, very good answer. Obviously, a big part of how you grew up was your mom. And people probably know the story that you lost your mom in your senior season of college. What was she like, and how is she still with you?
Well, my mom, you know, first of all, like, she was the type of person that didn't let nothing affect her. No matter what it is, words never got to her. You know, my mom loved to smile. That's where I get it from, you know what I mean? So she's always one of those people who loved to show her teeth. You know, she was a beautiful lady. And she still is with me, you know, because I believe in, you know, nobody's perfect. You know what I mean? That's one thing she used to always tell me, like, nobody's perfect. But at the end of the day, you know, you strive to try to be great. You know what I mean?
How much would she have loved watching the end of your senior year, the journey into the draft, watching you get selected by your favorite team? Would we have seen some emotion out of her in that situation?
No, but she did say this was going to happen. She did say, like, you know, all I want to do is just see my baby graduate. And then when the draft come, you know, you're going to go to the Eagles. And I'm like, Mom, come on. You know what I mean? But she really didn't, like, understand football. She watched it because I played it. And, you know, growing up, that's all we wanted to watch, you know. And that's how she was an Eagle fan because of me. You know, all I did was talk about Eagles, 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 Ricky Waters, you know, Brian Dawkins, those guys like that as I got older. But she would have really been proud.
You still have members of your family, obviously, that have been a big part of your life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who more so than anybody else?
I would say my dad and my aunt. You know, they just believe in me. And my dad is a hard-working construction worker. You know, he'll work full-time and overtime in the snow, a blizzard if he had to. Like, he's one of those hard-nosed, hard-working guys. And, you know, I just try to apply, you know, both of them personalities into the way I play football, you know. And I just love what I do.
People may not realize that you still actually carry a little bit of Marshall around with you when you put your jersey on.
Oh, yeah.
75.
Oh, yeah.
Now, 75 may not have been the choice because of Marshall at first, or was it?
It was. I asked for that. You know, Marshall is a big part of my life, a chapter of my life. I can't never forget that, you know, degrees from there, a great career there. You know, and the people meant so much to me. You know, like when my mom died, it was a lot of Marshall and Huntington stuff just from the fans, the flowers. It was, everything was great, you know. And I felt like to show my appreciation, that's the least I can do, you know, is just wear the jersey number 75 for the victims in that plane crash. Because not saying if that didn't happen, some of those guys could have made it to the NFL and to the league. So I just feel like I'm living out their dream through me, you know. And that's a calling that maybe I had at Marshall, and then that's why maybe Marshall means so much to me, and maybe that's why I play the way I do.
Join the Eagles and the American Red Cross on December 1st for the 5th annual Eagles Blood Drive. All presenting donors will receive a limited edition Todd Harriman's number 79 t-shirt. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit www.redcrossblood.org/eagles to make your appointment today. Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority for all things sporting good, and by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Winding it down on Eagles Unscripted, and this is now the scripted portion of our program, an opportunity to delve into this white piece of paper in front of me. We spare no expense, by the way.
Right.
And we've got 25 questions.
All right.
You call out numbers. We're going to ask you 5 questions. Call out your number. I'll ask you the question. You answer. Just as simple as that.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
1 through 25. Give me a number.
6.
6. Where were you 3 hours ago?
In the weight room.
That's a good answer. That's a very, very good answer.
In the weight room.
All right. Give me another number.
2.
2. If you were a superhero, what would be your special power?
I'd be a teleport guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Makes it easier to get to the quarterback, doesn't it?
There you go. I'm going to be a teleport guy.
Okay, another number.
8.
8. What was the last thing you bought? It's got to be shoes, right?
No, pack of batteries.
Really?
For the flashlight for this hurricane.
Oh, the hurricane. Yeah. If it weren't that, though, it would be the shoes, wouldn't it?
It would be the shoes.
How many pairs of shoes do you own?
A lot.
Okay, another number.
5.
5. What's at the top of your bucket list?
Maybe get 3 sacks in an NFL game.
3 sacks in an NFL game?
Yeah.
That should be doable, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Number?
2.
What's your favorite 2-color combination?
Green and white.
Of course. That went without say. Do me a favor, just for me, pick 1 further on down
15.
The list. 15. Okay. What is stashed under your bed or mattress?
A Milky Way, maybe.
Gotta hide it, right?
Gotta hide it. For a midnight snack, though. You know, you don't like getting up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You just reach under there and get it.
Now, at camp, I would imagine you got somebody in there. You gotta hide your food, don't you?
Got to.
Especially big guys like you.
Yep. You know, the person that's real good at hiding food is Fletcher.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, man. It's an honor. Thank you for having me.
The Eagles making their 4th-round selection, taking Boykin, the cornerback from Georgia.
Oh.
Is the guy. Why are you so happy?
That's my guy.
Oh, that's your agent?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Boykin is, oh, my God. This is unbelievable.
Wait, what is the connection?
The connection is I was with Boykin last week. You know, I was with him last week.
You had the same agent?
Is he an Eagles fan, too? He's an Eagles fan, too, Vinny. I can't take it, all right?
This was a real great pickup, and I can't be no more happier. Like,
yes, you got
to get on the phone, and I got to text him.